This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Tigers in 20 Off the Boards, a Go Tigers 247 audio podcast hosted by lead writer Christian Fowler, where he brings you the latest interviews with players, top recruits, coaches, and more in both football and basketball across the city of Memphis and around the nation. Here is your host, Christian Fowler.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Off the Boards. I am your host, Christian Fowler, and joining me is Go Tigers 247 founder, Brooks Hansen. And today we are here to discuss some pretty massive breaking news. Brooks has been hinting on this on the VIP boards for a while now. So if you're a VIP member, you saw this coming. If not, now's the time to sign up because you would have known this. But anyway, Earl Timberlake has announced that he has committed to Memphis, transferring from Miami to Memphis in his freshman season, averaged 9 points, 5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game, only played in 7 games due to injury, but was obviously impressive while he was on the floor. Brooks, what are the immediate reactions to this commitment from Earl Timberlake?
Well, I mean, let's just continue going one for one. We did that with Damian Baugh and Warren. Let's do it with Earl Timberlake. You know, this is a one-for-one for DJ Jeffries. Timberlake coming in that position as a wing. DJ Jeffries saw him as a three and a three only. He saw himself as a three and a three only, when in the reality for DJ Jeffries is he was at his best when he was playing the 4/5. You saw it against Mississippi State. But Memphis now has a true multi-positional wing that can go down low, post smaller defenders, rebounds the ball exceptionally well for his position. I mean, let's just look no further than Jerry Meyer's original scouting report for Earl Timberlake out of DeMatha High School as a 2020 recruit. So I'm just going to read you what Jerry Meyer said. Jerry Meyer wrote, "An advanced physical specimen, he's powerfully built with some quick twitch explosiveness as a 6'6 wing. The lefty can get where he wants on the court and is a good playmaker." He also said, "Timberlake manufactures buckets but has room to improve as an outside shooter." I think his numbers at Miami backed up that statement. "He's a tremendous rebounder for his position, scores on putbacks, and can start the break at 6'6. He's an imposing and versatile defender who should develop into an NBA draft selection." And again, just as Jerry Meyer wrote, Timberlake began to make that kind of noise in his 9 games for the Miami Hurricanes. You know, he was starting to see himself appear on NBA draft boards. And it's because he possesses such great size for that position. He's a really, really good and willing defender, and that's why I think my immediate reaction to this news is he's the perfect fit for Penny Hardaway and the staff with the way that they get their guys to defend, with the need that they have for depth at the wing. You know, they've already got Lester Quiñones, they've got Landers Nolly, they've got guys that can play those positions, but what this does is it allows Memphis to go small ball because now they can put Lester at the 2, Earl Timberlake at the 3, Landers at the 4, and Landers isn't a 4. I mean, he's a 3. And being able to play that where you've got guys who are multiple position guys that all defend, you know, Landers really came on towards the end of the year. This is a good get for the University of Memphis. The last thing I will say is I was speaking to an ACC head coach about Timberlake when I initially found out that Memphis was involved. And my question was, how good is he? Is he good? You know, what's your take? And, you know, his response was, "All I know is that when we played Miami, he was already out. And our conversation as a staff was watching this film, we're lucky that Earl Timberlake is not playing against us because he would pose some problems for us.
Yeah, I think plain and simple, he's a Swiss Army knife at worst, in my opinion, because like you said, versatile defender, can guard multiple positions, is going to be like that spark plug energy type of guy just with how hard he plays and how hard he goes on the board. So I love this addition for Memphis. I think it's perfect. As you mentioned, it's the perfect fit for what Penny Hardaway wants on both ends of the floor. Pretty unselfish guy offensively. He's not someone that's going to shot jack and take stupid shots. Typically, his buckets come from down low or mid-range, like you mentioned, with putbacks as well. 2.5 assists per game as a 3, potentially playing the 4 in Memphis' system, is solid. Not a huge turnover guy. Shoots 70% from the free throw line. But I want to go back to the defensive side of the ball because I think that's where this addition is the most important, because we've talked about this. It seems like, you know, 3-4 weeks in a row now where we've talked about identity and culture, and this continues to establish that. It continues to fit that mold of what Memphis' staff wants their identity and culture to be, specifically on the defensive end of the floor, because if you watch Earl Timberlake at Miami, he doesn't take plays off. He's constantly in opposing players' face as a defender. Like we both mentioned, he'll go crash the glass on both ends of the floor. He's just a nonstop player, and the lineup combinations with a guy like that are going to be pretty interesting, because, like you said, he's a wing, but he can play a small ball 4 if he needs to. I know he's only 6'6", but just the way he plays kind of allows him to do that. And I think it's already easy to visualize situations with him and DeAndre Williams on the floor together and what that looks like from a defensive perspective and a rebounding perspective. And you throw a guy like Alex Lomax in there as well, and there's a lot of gritty, gritty defensive guys on this team that are unselfish and have no problem making plays for their teammates. And that's what Penny Hardaway and the staff are trying to establish moving forward. It's kind of what they've already started, and this addition, along with the addition of Davion Warren, continues to push that forward, in my opinion.
Yeah, Christian, that's a great point about Davion Warren. Memphis already got him. They've got Earl Timberlake now. They've got 2 on board. Probably going to add 2 more at a minimum. And what this does is it gives Memphis, like I said before, a 1-for-1 match with what they lost. They've got to go out, and they've got to get a big to replace Musa Cisse when that becomes official. And they've got to go out and get a guard to replace Boogie Ellis. They do those things, and Memphis is sitting in a really, really good spot. You know, people can call me a hater, but if I'm looking 1-for-1, Davion Warren is an upgrade to Damian Ball. Earl Timberlake is an upgrade to DJ Jeffries. Knowing your position and knowing what you do, doing it well, is a skill in and of itself. So for me personally, I'm excited to see what the University of Memphis staff does to continue building on that with the final 2 guys that they go out and get for this 2021 recruiting class, transfer class, whatever you want to call it. Lots more news on the horizon for sure. So if you aren't already locked in to Go Tigers 247's VIP, today we are in the last day of one of our best specials of the year. We ran this just because of all the news that we knew was coming. You know, we want to make this as accessible as possible. So if you've never tried it or you've thought about it and just haven't pulled the trigger, right now, Go Tigers 247 is running a 50% off annual. So you get an entire year for 50% off. Or if you're not willing and ready to see what we're all about for an entire year yet, spend $1, get a month, and then you can make up your mind on whether or not you feel like sticking around. I guarantee you we will bust our tails trying to earn your long-term commitment to the community at Go Tigers 247. So this news, big news from Memphis. Christian, you got anything else about it?
I'm good.
All right, that's a wrap.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tigers in 20 Off the Boards. If you enjoyed this interview, we would love for you to leave a comment and a rating wherever you download your podcasts. If you are interested in daily content all about the University of Memphis athletic program, please hop over to www.gotigers247.com. Articles are uploaded daily, and you can join the Go Tigers 247 family by signing up for the VIP membership for even more behind-the-scenes information.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right!
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.